Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. We are going to be joined shortly by Jonathan Allen. He's actually with us now.
Yep.
So we go to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome in Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Good. How about yourself? Appreciate you guys having me.
Of course.
Yeah, thanks for being on, man. Frustrating day, but, man, you had a hell of a day. What was it like for you?
I had a good game, but more importantly, what I'm trying to focus on is the team win. So, I mean, I was happy that I played well, but still frustrated because I feel like that was a game we could have and should have won. So, you know, I'm trying to go out there we can give my team the best opportunity to win football games.
Yeah, right. The penalties were just really frustrating. That's just way too many flags.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something we got to be better on. I'm pretty sure you guys already know my standpoint about how the game was officiated, but at the same time, we have to be better as players and not put ourselves in those positions to even give them an opportunity to give us those flags. So, I mean, we just got to be better is what it comes down to.
What do you think the worst call was?
I mean, for me personally, some of those intentional grounding calls, especially the one when it traveled right over Logan Thomas's head.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of iffy, yeah.
And it's not that they were calling a lot of penalties. I just wanted it to call to go both ways because there was many times I felt like Terry was helped. But, again, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to play better, you know.
What? How frustrating was it? I mean, I hate to focus on the negative, but it is what it is. When you guys do finally come up with two turnovers, and then each time you look, oh no, they're going to take it away from us.
Yeah, no, it's definitely frustrating. But the best defenses to play the game, they're able to overcome those things that throughout the course of the game. And that's what we still got to improve. I thought defense played pretty good, but if you want to take our defense to the next level, we can't let something like that throw us off of our game. Because after Benjamin St. Juice's first interception got called back, they ended up scoring a touchdown. Just because we got it called back, we still have to be able to stop them that next following series. So There's definitely still improvement for our defense to grow.
I feel like you guys have definitely showed some signs of playing better these last couple weeks. I mean, obviously you're performing, but like sort of collectively, especially like against the run. Like, I feel like the emphasis has been, okay, against Philly, let's kind of try to force Jalen Hurts to beat us with his arm. And he did. You know, tip your cap to him. But you guys kind of held him in check running-wise. He only ran for 20. Miles Sanders ran for 46. And then last week, all I heard was, oh, Tony Pollard and Zeke Elliott, they're going to have their way with you guys. And you kind of kept them in check, too. So that's got to be something to build on, no?
Yeah, no, 100%. I feel like as a defensive line, we really put the onus on ourselves to stand up and be the ones who stop playing. You know, before we ever go out to every series, I always tell Payne, anything between the two tackles, that's me and Payne's play to make.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mentality that we try to have when we go out there every week. And just seeing the focus that we've put into it the last couple of weeks to really hone in on it. I think you're seeing it pay off in the games.
What? How do you do that, though, against a beast like Derrick Henry? Because he is a different animal.
I think it's about dominating the line of scrimmage. You know, I'm a firm believer of I don't care who you have there back there at running back. Mm-hmm. If you're dominating the line of scrimmage, it's going to make it tough for him, especially with Derrick Henry being a momentum runner. You know what I mean? If you let him get his momentum up, it's tough. But if you get him in the backfield before his momentum is built, you have a good chance. So, you know, I like our chances, and I like our opportunity to go out there and see what we can do.
Jonathan, how much smack talk from you and Payne to your Crimson Tide fraternity brother, Derrick Henry, leading up to a matchup like this? Are there texts going back and forth? What's that like?
Not yet, but I know for me personally, the only time I'm really out there talking a lot is if I played with you at Alabama, like Cam Robinson week one. My high school teammate, Nate Davis, is going to be their right guard, so I'm definitely looking forward to going against him. But with Payne, you already know what you're getting with Payne.
Jonathan, can you explain the breakdown of communication on the CeeDee Lamb touchdown, which was really a crusher, where Jackson looked like he just kind of backed off and gave Lamb to the middle of the field and Curl wasn't there. Can you explain the miscommunication and why there was miscommunication there?
To be honest with you, I'm not on the back end. I'm not really sure what happened. I mean, obviously, yeah, one guy playing one thing and one guy playing another. The specific communication, I really couldn't tell you because I don't know. Okay. I know, but I focus on stopping the run and getting after the quarterback. So, I mean, that's really probably not the best answer for me. A question for me to answer just because I'm not really, you know what I mean? That's something the DBs or, I mean, you know what I mean?
So you didn't hear them talking about it on sideline?
No. I mean, at the end of the day, I went back to the D-line to focus on what we have to do. We have to step our game up and we have to just continue to rise and to a level that's going to help us, you know, win football games.
I don't want to ask you to say anything negative, right? So don't take this the wrong way. But the fans are getting frustrated, right? So fans are getting frustrated. They're asking, you know, why should we keep Ron here? Tell us some things that Ron's good. What is Ron? Give me some things that Ron's really good at that resonates with the players and why you guys believe in him.
I think Coach Barrett is a great leader of men. You know, I feel like any great head coach has to be that. And I think that's what made Coach Saban such a great coach, getting all of these 18 and 19-year-olds, 5 stars to buy into one principle and go. Mm-hmm. And I think Coach Barrett is really good at doing that. The problem is, in college, that's enough to beat a lot of teams when you have more talent. In the NFL, just having everybody bought in isn't enough. Players still got to go out there and execute. So, I mean, me personally, I've never been a big fan of the coaches are doing this, the coaches are doing that. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one who has to go out there and execute. My coaches aren't out there playing the double teams. I'm the one playing them. So, I mean, players, we just got to do better. Everybody has to do better. I don't think it's fair to put it on one guy. But him being the head coach, he's going to take most of the criticism. And, you know, as far as the fans, I get it. I really do. I get their frustration. I'm frustrated with them. when the fans be having nasty things to say, you know what? So be it. Only thing I say is when we do get it turned around, keep that same energy.
Mm-hmm.
All those fans who aren't here now, and I get it. I understand the frustration. However many years, I understand. I'm not calling you out. I'm not saying none of that. But when things do get turned around, just understand. Just understand.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
He's kind of intimidating me through the phone.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean by that?
I'm intimidating.
What was that?
Do you want them to not show up then or come and be and cheer just as loud as you're booing? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, cheer as loud as you're booing.
Right.
That's a great way of putting it.
Right. All right. That's fair.
Were you a fan of the Redskins growing up?
Yep.
Did you ever see them win?
I saw them win a lot of games. You know, we had great
players.
I mean
not like an individual game, like have a good season. What was the best season?
Because he's 20.
When you were
how old
a fan?
Are you right now? 29?
27.
27.
I mean, he missed the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I became a fan when I moved up here, probably my freshman year of high school, which was 2008, 2009.
So that was Joe Gibbs, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to enjoy RG3's year, 2012.
And Tanner Moss. I remember when we first got Donovan McNabb.
Right.
And we're coming out to the training camps and, you know, being able to, you know, say what's up to some of the guys. It was really cool. Nick Turner, our guy, he introduced me to a lot of them. Chris Cooley, Jamal Williams. So it was really cool, man. It really was. So I was a fan before I was a player, for sure.
Right. We got to get back to that.
Well, fans, we've been talking to fans all week, John, and you know, they kind of feel like this is a do or die game because you fall to 1-4 mathematically. It's just very difficult to climb out of a 1-4 hole. You know that.
So 100%.
So they kind of, we're calling it kind of a code red game this week. And I know you guys want to win every game and you're not giving up after 5 weeks, but the fans certainly feel that way.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it's a code red game because, again, the Tennessee Titans is going to be on the defensive line to stop the run. And I want all the pressure on us. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity and I'm willing to have everything put on our shoulders. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, has Jack done some different things this year? It feels like you guys have been a little bit more aggressive defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say he's been switching up a little bit, trying to mix in aggressiveness and not being aggressive, trying to just throw the quarterbacks off and, you know, mix them up. But, you know, as a team, we're just not playing complimentary football right now. When defense is playing good, offense isn't playing good. Against the Lions, when the offense started to pick it up, defense didn't play good. You know, that's just the story of the game. You can't have one without the other. So, against the Jacksonville Jaguars, offense showed up, defense showed up. We played a tough game and we won. And ever since then, 1 week it's offense, 1 week it's defense. So for us to win games, we have to play good complementary football for 60 minutes.
Talking to Jonathan Allen, who had 1 sack, 4 tackles for loss in the game against the Cowboys. What'd you make of Cooper Rush, a backup quarterback, but he's actually 4-0 now as a starter?
I mean, I think he's a good quarterback. I think the Cowboys have a really good team. I think they have a dominant defensive line, great playmakers in the secondary. They have a great offense with great running games, and they have a quarterback who knows the offense and is able to go out there and run it and give his playmaker chances to, you know, move the ball and score touchdowns. So, I mean, I think he's playing good, but I don't think he deserves all the credit. I think it's a great team effort from that entire organization over there while they're having the success they are.
Can you talk about the loss of Chase Roullier, and even for that matter, the loss of Sheriff? Because it seems like it's been very difficult, obviously, to replace Sheriff, but it's been kind of surprisingly difficult to replace Chase, it seems like, from afar.
Yeah, man. People who don't know football, they don't understand how important the center is. He's like second in command of the offense. Mm-hmm. He makes a lot of checks, a lot of calls. Him and the quarterback oftentimes are having a lot of communication on the line of scrimmage, especially since Carson, this is his first year in the system. Having that veteran center is important. So losing him was a tough break, man. It really was. And, you know, prayers go out to him and his family. I know it's difficult recovering from last year's injury and then to have it another thing happen again this year. So just prayers out to him and him and his family.
And it looks like Dotson's going to be out certainly this week and maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah. I say good to all that. I love adversity. I love the challenge. It's going to be that beautiful when we come out on the other side.
Will they be able, I want to just get back to the Chase thing. So I guess Nick Martin started last week, right?
And yes.
I would assume he'll improve in the second week. The guy's a veteran, been around a long time. I mean, do you think that it's possible to replace Chase and get on a roll offensively?
I don't know if you can just replace Chase one for one, but as far as getting on a roll offensively, I 100% think we will this week, and I have nothing but the utmost faith. I know it's kind of tough seeing it, but fans don't see the end and the outs. Like, we're not as far as people may think. But at the end of the day, we could talk about how close we are all we want. We have to go out there and prove it as a team. So, you know, I'm not going to say too much about that. I just know that I have the utmost faith in my quarterback, my offensive line, my receivers and running back, and my offense and my team. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this game on Sunday.
Are you amazed by the fact that Brian Robinson might be back on a football field, like, soon? It could be this weekend, could be in the next few weeks after what he went through just a few weeks ago?
If he played for any other team besides Alabama, I would say yes. But going to Alabama, nah, not even surprised.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I would expect not even a bullet can stop us.
These Alabama guys.
Besides the football program, what was the best part of going to Alabama?
I think the best part about going to Alabama was being around that many guys who were just as much of an alpha male as you were, but also all buying in to the same goal and belief. There was nothing like it. There was absolutely nothing like Alabama. It was I haven't experienced anything close to what it was like to play for Alabama.
What were your other choices? What did it come down to?
For the longest, I wanted to go to NC State. Then their regime got fired. And then for the longest, it was between Virginia Tech and Florida. But Virginia Tech took their offer away from me twice.
What?
Said I wasn't big enough.
Oh, wow.
So then, yeah, I know.
Who was the D coordinator then?
That's crazy. It was Bud Foster, right?
Bud Foster told you that?
Yep, said I wasn't big enough. They wanted me to play inside. And then I wanted to go to Florida, and I'll never forget, I told Coach Muschamp that I was going to commit. But I still wanted to take my official visit to Alabama. And that Monday, I ended up committing to Alabama because I just loved it so much.
Wow.
It's a good move.
Were you BSing about Florida, or you really were committed to Florida in your head before you went to Alabama?
No, I really was almost going to commit to Florida. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, just go visit Alabama. You always talked about going there. So I decided to give them a chance. And once I went down there, there was just nothing like it.
Right.
Well, it seems like you made the right call. I think it was a great life decision by Jonathan Allen.
I mean, Alabama's on TV every single weekend. Do you watch their games on Saturdays, even on the road when you're in a hotel?
Oh, I always watch Alabama because everybody is just waiting for them to fall so they can say something to me. So I'm always keeping tabs on Alabama no matter where I'm at.
Roll down tide.
That's the guy that is that the guy that poisoned the trees?
Yes.
Yeah, Harvey Updike.
Poisoned the tumor tree.
Yeah, you probably a big fan of that. Jonathan, thanks as always. We appreciate the time and best of luck against the Titans. And let's keep Derrick Henry to about 60 yards rushing. That'd be fantastic.
Perfect. I appreciate you guys for having me. Looking forward to talking to you guys next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, John.
Appreciate your time, man.
All every right. Tuesday at 9 o'clock. It's a good dude.
He's very honest.
Giggs was scared over the vote.
He was scared, man. He was a little scared.
Well,
he was
just like...
He's intense.
What was he saying? He was saying, like, just no or something? Or
just wait. Just
see. Huh? It's kind of a you'll see.
You'll see. Yeah, you'll see.
He just got quiet.
You'll see. Wait till we win.
Been saying that a long time.
I was about to throw back. What's that, 2028? Like, what are we talking about here?
You'll see.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
Every year.
All right, before we're done, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of Caps tickets to their home opener, so you want to keep listening for that. But coming up next, EB's entertainment page here on The Fan. Time now for the EP, brought to you by The Avenue and Capital Crab and Sportsbook. It's the bleeping place to be. The Crab Deck is still open. Visit them just three blocks off Chevy Chase Circle.
All right, boys. Remember when Amber Heard was in town and she was all the rage with
the trial?
The defamation trial or whatever.
Johnny D.
With Johnny Depp. Well, she came off not great, right, by most people. And I guess she's been photographed. She lost a bunch of money, right? She's hired new lawyers. She's trying to, you know, retry some of these things.
Did she sell her house?
She sold her California home to pay off some of her debts. And they've seen her, photographed her recently. She's been in Spain. And they have her, and this just, I didn't have a large opinion of her either way. I didn't really know who she was. I think I hate her now.
Why do you hate her?
She's at the playground with her one-year-old daughter, which is great.
Right.
Should be. Should be with your daughter.
Sure.
She named her daughter Unog.
Unog?
How else do you say it? O-O-N-A-G-H. Unog.
That's a very weird name.
Why would you do that? Why would you name your daughter something so horrific? Unog?
Well, I would.
What if it's a maiden name or something like that?
Still a mistake.
What if Johnny chose it?
That's not Johnny's kid.
Oh.
Not his kid.
Her middle name's Paige. I guarantee the daughter, when she's old enough, she's going to go by Paige.
Why? Is it Unog Paige?
Yeah.
It might be pronounced Una. It says it's a rare spelling of O-O-N-A.
What's your name, Una?
Okay.
But people are going to look at it.
Una's terrible, too. Tuna, Una.
Una's better than Unog.
Well, it looks like Unog.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, when she goes to school and they go... They look at it, they're going to go, Unog.
Yeah. All the teachers are going to say,
Unog.
She'll get joned on.
Yeah.
That will happen.
I mean, it's better than Apple.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be named Apple.
Rather be named Apple.
At least you can pronounce it. I'd rather be named Northwest.
Apple.
The line in the sand for you on Amber Heard was Unog.
Apple. Yeah. Worst name I've ever. Unog. That is official, other than. I think Elon Musk maybe named his kid like some symbols.
Yes,
like worse than like a print symbol.
Yeah.
Like a weird, like I don't even know what it is.
Una is the Scottish name and means lamb.
Terrible.
CD?
Lamb.
I hate Amber Heard. So there you go. Just wanted you to know that.
I don't hate her. I don't really have any feeling for her, but
that irritates me.
I think
that makes me angry.
She can't go by Una the rest of her life.
Right.
Maybe she will. Who knows?
There's been some chatter about Steve Burns in the last few years, Cakes.
By the way, I'm sorry. Did she adopt that child?
Surrogate.
Okay. Sorry.
Steve Burns, the comedian?
Steve Burns from Blue's Clues.
Oh, Steve
remember?
Burns.
Remember, he quit Blue's Clues 20 years ago for one specific reason. Do you remember what the reason was?
I think I remember.
You can relate to this, Cakes.
Did he want to be like in a rock band or something?
He didn't want to go bald on TV.
Oh, okay. He's bald?
Losing his hair.
Is he bald?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think I'm wearing this beanie?
Yeah.
Okay?
He was losing
his hair.
Why
did he do a Brady? Brady supposed to have a hair transplant?
He should have gotten a hair transplant.
Yeah.
He saw he was quickly losing his hair, and he didn't want to be on a kid's show losing his hair.
I respect
sort of
that
be
hustle.
Iconic.
You can always put a wig on.
So he quit the iconic show, but he returns, Cakes. He's making a special appearance in Blue's Clues. Blue's Big City Adventure.
Okay.
And he comes back. And, you know, he's obviously older.
Sure.
But it looks like Steve from Blue's Clues.
It's definitely Steve. He just has less hair.
You know how many times I watched that?
Watched it all
so
the time.
So many times.
Multiple times a day.
I liked Blue's Clues.
Did you at
Clues.
Least always
Steven
figure
is
out?
My name.
I don't even remember it.
Give you three clues on the notepad.
I just know I used to watch it. It was one of the things I did watch with my kids.
That and Dora.
Dora the Explorer.
Coolio.
He loves to tell swipers. Yeah. No swiping.
No swiping, of course.
More information about...
My daughters didn't say that every single day.
About Coolio. People are just kind of perplexed. 59 years old, was still touring, seemed like he was in good health. People just don't quite understand what was going on. There's a couple stories here. Number one, they're saying, his friends are saying, severe asthma could have contributed. That Coolio's had severe asthma his whole life. He constantly had to have those inhalers on hand whenever he would perform.
And if you have asthma, you got to have the inhaler.
No, he had like multiple inhalers.
Yeah.
Okay, that he needed. And suppose I didn't know this because My son has decent asthma, like a pretty aggressive asthma, that if you have asthma, they say you have a much higher potential for cardiac arrest later at some point in your life.
It's scary, man.
I didn't know that.
I was telling Drab that after I read this story this morning that I think it's hard to have street cred when you have asthma.
You look like a wussy?
Yeah, you can't be like a serious rapper freestyling, and then you got to stop midway through your rhyme to go like that through your inhaler.
I mean, if you want to live, you have to get that inhaler in your mouth. Otherwise, you're
just doing it on a down low. You're going to the bathroom
or
something.
You're going to go to the hospital. You might die.
It's a bad look.
It's not a great look. Not a great
look. You don't look like a hard rapper when you got your little inhaler in your pocket.
Now, Coolio's also in the news for some less than great news, but it is what it is. His longtime partner, Mimi, said that as all of these chicks are kind of coming out of the woodwork here as he's passed, that she knew he was seeing other women. We had no secrets, but...
It's not Mimi from the Drew Carey Show, right?
It's Mimi Ivy.
Yeah, different Mimi.
Jason was off her.
She said they had an understanding. So, it is what it is. She's a former, exotic dancer, Cakes. And they dated for a long time.
Once an exotic dancer, always an exotic EB. Never former.
And she says she's respecting his wishes. He wanted to be cremated. He did not want a funeral. He did not want a memorial service. He didn't want any of that. So it is what it is. She's not surprised that, there have been a lot of rumors of other women that have had relationships with Coolio. And she says they had an understanding. So it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Howard Stern, can you believe this, Jason? You probably can.
He's got $1 billion in the bank.
Yes, I can believe it. Howard has been so freaked out by COVID that he basically hasn't left his bunker in 2.5 years. They said he started at some point walking around, but he hasn't had like eating at a restaurant. If you come over to his house, you have to be tested twice. He had Jimmy Kimmel and his wife over. They had to be tested twice, and they weren't allowed to leave the house. If they left the house, they weren't allowed back in.
Is this the place in Florida?
Saying this is the one one of them in New York.
Could they leave the house and then like walk around the grounds? But I guess if in New York, it's probably like a penthouse. There are no grounds.
I don't think so. But... Kimmel, who's become his good friend over the last decade or so, finally dragged him out to dinner. Shocker, he did a foofy dinner, Cakes, with Jennifer Aniston, Jimmy Kimmel, his wife, Jon Hamm, Jennifer's ex, Justin Theroux, was there, Jason Bateman.
Man, that's star-studded.
All of them at this fancy restaurant, I don't know, Laser Wolf in Williamsburg? I don't believe that's Williamsburg.
I think it's
in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. And
never go to Williamsburg.
He's not hanging out with William and Mary.
He's not making candles.
Yeah, he's not taking a picture of one of those, the stocks.
The stockades.
Don't take that picture. It's
he says
awkward.
For the first time in 2 years.
How can he get his wig through there?
He ventured out of the house and went to dinner, and he actually said it's too much for him. He's having a hard time. Dealing with it.
COVID turned Howard Stern into Howard Hughes, basically.
Yeah. Turned him into a complete hermit. Loser.
Well, I hope he's enjoying his life.
Yeah. Well, got a big
probably
house.
Is.
Got a big
well, except
house.
For his dad.
Yeah, but he lives there with one person.
But a million cats. They got a million cats. By the way,
disrespect them.
I retweeted a video. I guess there are a lot of cat lovers that tweet videos like this all the time, and it got a ton of retweets way before I ever saw
my wife shows me all these stupid videos.
And it's a little kid in Brazil. And I don't know if, Drabby, did you see it? There's a little kid in Brazil, and he's on the balcony. And, there could be another explanation for it. But if you watch the video, the cat is knocking the kid's hand off the balcony a million times and literally basically pushing
push
away
him
from
off
the scary balcony.
Right.
It's like the most
he's trying to protect him.
Thing I've ever seen.
Good parenting, by the way.
And maybe there's some alternative explanation that it's not being protective, but it sure as heck looks like the cat is being protective. And I have no regard for cats. That made me like the cat.
Yeah, but you grew up with cats. You had a million cats in your
house.
Had
cats,
no regard for him.
Right. Had no feelings for them whatsoever. It's a cat.
Like, I had almost no feelings for the cat. It was nice to see the cat, I guess, for about 1 second.
They always had transgender cats, too.
Yeah.
It was a boy, you named it a girl named it a boy.
We always had, like, stray cats.
Right.
We literally, and this shows you how much they mess these cats up. We literally took the cat to a veterinarian, right, for shots or something. We said, we don't know if it's Annie or Andy. We don't know what the hell it is. He literally took the leg. I saw him. He took the legs like that. And he didn't know either.
Couldn't figure it out?
He didn't know what it was either.
Their genitalia is so weird and ambiguous, you can't figure it out.
So mutilated by when they spay or neuter them or whatever.
Right.
He had no idea what that cat started out as.
Yeah.
Andy used to come over to our house.
It was Andy, then it was Annie, then another vet said, no, I think it's a boy. So then it went back to Andy.
I think he was mostly Andy. Andy used to come over to our house for dinner every night. My dad would feed him.
I mean, I guess I had an affinity for Andy.
I would say my dad had more affinity for your cat than you.
I mean, I probably spent...
He was an outdoor cat.
I didn't really do anything with the cat. What do you do with the cat?
I don't know.
Nothing.
That cat would come over to our house in the backyard, look in, and then my dad would give him something to eat.
Because your dad would feed him.
Yeah.
You
don't walk a cat. You don't play with a cat. You don't do anything with a cat.
She did have one cat that would follow her around the block when she'd go for a walk.
Oh, it's kind of weird.
Like attached to her.
Okay.
And I think you do Andy pet him.
You Andy petted him.
Sure. If you're not allergic.
My daughter is calling me. Still doesn't know that I work till 10.
Well, you know how many times I get phone calls during the day?
This is my college-age daughter. I'm working.
Answer it. Put her on speaker.
You're telling people important entertainment page stories.
Maggie.
Might be an emergency.
Probably not.
No.
Odds are probably not.
You know what? She thinks you're on break because it's 9:36. she knows all the commercials.
There's the commercial break.
Yeah.
No. She could be a producer.
Yeah, she could. All right. Well,
I saw that video of the cat. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I mean, maybe there's an alternative explanation. Did you have any idea that cats are that kind of protective? Like, I could see a dog doing that. Dogs are kind of legendary for maybe doing things like that.
Yeah, I have no idea. Smart cat.
Cats are like that. Did you? I know you have no regard for cats.
The cat was probably protective of its space. That's probably the cat's balcony.
And so he was saying, get off my balcony?
Probably.
Could be.
Yeah, but does the cat do, is the cat stray cat, and does he do a strut?
I knew you were going to go.
Brian
Setzer. I thought it was going to be whatever, cat scratch fever.
I want to do a stray cat strut.
Hey, we're not going to talk about Justin Bieber whipping his hog out and peeing in the middle of a country club.
I mean,
he was on a golf course. That happens all the time.
No, but
you know what I did on a golf course 20 years ago?
I mean, Jason did that at the Breakers a few years ago.
I mean, he peed on a tree in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, Jason did it in a parking lot of the Breakers.
That's true, I did.
Well, the Breakers.
Hey, when you got to go.
Not even near a tree.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Certainly.
You had a lot. You were overserved.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
That's always the excuse.
Hey, I'm excited because next week I'm going to be a ring announcer again. Yeah. Get ready for Cagezilla 69. It's going to be an awesome event Saturday, October 15th, 7 p.m. at the Salisbury Center in Manassas, Virginia. You don't want to miss Cagezilla Fighting Championship 69. It's live MMA fighting inside the cage in a Vegas-style atmosphere. Cagezilla Fighting Championship. It's the area's longest running and most successful mixed martial arts event. It's going to be fantastic. The Salisbury Center is the DC area's hottest and most unique entertainment venue and the perfect setting for Cagezilla 69. The Salisbury Center also features live comedy, concerts, sports, and more. If you want details to get your tickets, cagezilla.com or thesalisburycenter.com. Use the promo code junkies at cagezilla.com or thesalisburycenter.com to get $5 off each ticket purchased online.
I don't know where you guys stand on this, but I was personally happy when Bobby Wagner took things into his own hands last night during the Rams-Niners game when the protester ran out on the field with like a pink smoke flare and was running around, obviously like outrunning the inept
yellow jacketed security guards are always
that security guard would never catch that kid. So I'm glad Bobby Wagner.
Wagner, who plays for the Rams, just was like, okay, I'm gonna end this now, and just came off the sideline and pwned that kid. And then, of course, the security piled on him and dragged him off the field after that. But like, if you're an athlete, that's your sacred ground, that's your sanctuary, and people come on it that don't belong there. I think that they get what's coming to them. And if that's this is an old term, wood shampoo from the police with a baton over the head, whatever it is, get them off the field, please.
Well, the guy was pretty fast. The security guy couldn't get him.
Nope.
Guy was making turns. Security guy couldn't get him.
Well, the security
guy. And actually, one of the players couldn't get him either, and Wagner got him.
Oh, I didn't see another player.
There was another guy.
There were two of them. There were two.
Oh, there was two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Wagner made the play. He was the guy that made the play on the kid.
Is it possible that it was the world's greatest / worst, like, child reveal deal? You know where they do that?
Yeah, no. Gender reveal.
Gender reveal.
That was not it. It was some form of a protest. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I forget what he said. You could read what it said on his T-shirt or...
No, he was clothed.
You should be able to say that. That's not a problem. I disagree, but that's fine.
Hey, Drabby, I just saw this story on Larry Brown Sports. Pro Football Focus just put out their updated season ratings for quarterbacks, PFF grades.
Yeah.
Number one in the NFL. Who is it?
Geno. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Geno Smith.
That is shocking news to me.
And guess where Russell Wilson is, Drab?
25.
Quite a ways down.
You nailed it. 25th.
I mean, he's been poor since he's been in Denver. It's not been impressive.
He just doesn't look the same.
The top five are, it's crazy. So, I mean, it's 4 weeks of the season. The PFF grades for quarterbacks. Geno Smith has an 84.5. Next, Josh Allen. Then Jalen Hurts. Tua. And Jacoby Brissett.
I got to say, I'm
loving it. Well, Jacoby Brissett threw a huge pick in that game last week.
I'm loving it. that Broncos Twitter is having a meltdown and they're just figuring out about Russ, and they're like, wait a second, is this all this guy does is look for the deep ball every play? Why does he take so many sacks? Why doesn't he step up in the pocket? I'm like, exactly.
Well, he used to run. He used to have. Right. You know what he is? He's kind of like Carson Wentz.
He can't do that anymore. He doesn't look the same physically.
He can't run anymore. He doesn't have that next gear.
Even when he ran for that touchdown this past week, he looked terrible doing it.
Why? He's just too old
and
slow?
He just looks old.
The age has caught up with him?
Looks like he's 45.
Mm-hmm.
He has 13 carries for 51 yards through four games.
Can we figure out where Carson is on the PFF grades? We've, like, lost our access, right? Like, our...
Yeah, well, Drabby said he's going to email and get it back.
I'm guessing it's really low.
We have those guys on all the time. I mean, it should be low, but it should be higher than Stafford. Should be higher than Matthew Stafford.
Matt Stafford, currently the 30th ranked fantasy football quarterback.
Yeah.
30th.
Which means...
That is pathetic.
Glad I don't have him.
Which means a couple things. It means if you have problems up front, even Super Bowl winning quarterbacks struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it means it's early. As I assume, Stafford will claw his way out of that.
He probably will. The problem with Stafford is he's got really two guys he can throw to right now. Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee. Because Allen Robinson is not helping him. He's throwing to another guy. I think his name is Ben Skowronek.
Yep.
Who's kind of a hybrid guy that goes into the backfield, plays some wide receiver, plays some fullback. Like, he's all over the formation.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have a lot of guys to throw to. Now, he's got a great one to throw to in Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
And Higbee's pretty good. But other than that, Kupp's kind of bare.
It's amazing that... Like defenses, they know that they're going to go to Kupp 20 times a game,
yeah,
and you still can't stop it.
Can't.
Well, a lot of them are little screens.
But you can't, if you're not going to run the ball and you're going to be forced to throw the ball 50 times,
yep,
you're probably in trouble against San Francisco.
He is fantastic after the catch. They just throw those two yarders, Tim, and it goes for 12 yards almost every time.
Well, let's see if Wentz could do that with T-Mac.
Drabby,
Samuel.
Is our PFF deal basically because we put all their guests on that they give us the access, essentially?
Yeah, it resets every football season.
It's so annoying because I was using it for the first 3 weeks, but then yesterday it didn't work.
I think it's a year. I think we started
every
about week
four. We always have a problem.
Somebody call Chris Collinsworth immediately and get us that access.
Why do you say Collinsworth?
Well, it's his company. He started the company.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I like that the Collinsworth slide was back on Sunday Night Football. I don't know what they were thinking the first.
What do you mean the Collinsworth slide?
Well, come on. You know about that. It's infamous.
When he was doing Sunday Night Football with Al Michaels and he introduced Chris Collinsworth, he wouldn't be on camera and he would slide into the shot.
He always have a smirk on his face.
I never paid attention to that. I never paid attention to that. Okay.
Well, anyway,
it's a thing.
Now that Al Michaels was gone with Tirico, they were doing it different the first couple weeks. And then on Sunday night, he slid back in and everybody was happy.
Everybody was going, oh, my God.
Did you watch any of the pregame yesterday, last night?
I did not.
I do not watch pregames.
All right. I'm just telling you, Aikman does the same thing every single show.
What is
show.
It? What's he his business?
He starts with his hand in his pocket.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Joe Buck's right next to him. And then Joe Buck turns to him and throws him a question. And then he comes out.
And he starts talking with
his
hand.
He's the biggest hand talker in the country.
He's the biggest
hand
talker.
And then after he's done,
hand
goes back in the pocket.
His hand is so big that it looks like the big cartoon hand from Jackass that comes back and smacks guys into the pool. That's how big his hand is.
He does have huge hands.
I noticed Sean Payton is hurting on camera.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He's
doing a gig swing.
He doesn't know how to stand. Not as hurting as Bradshaw on camera.
Yeah, but
Bradshaw looks terrible.
In our group, everybody knows what the cake saline is. When we did our Bowie Cable television show, for some reason, when other guys were talking, cakes would be like slanted.
Well,
shoulder was way up.
Have you watched Sean
Payton? I saw Sean Payton doing the same thing.
His camera presence. he does this.
It makes it look like his jacket doesn't fit him. Yeah, like he's got shoulder pads on.
He looks like he has an ill-fitting jacket. His terrible posture. His chair's probably a little bit too low. And he's doing this like... It looks so awful.
He's
like,
just a weirdo. He's a weird dude.
Like Howie? Howie is like,
he's upright.
Well, he's a stud physically.
Yeah. Sean is just hurting on camera. He needs to be coaching.
Yeah.
He will be next year.
Yeah.
Is there any chance? He's got to be the number one coaching free agent now, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's our target.
Jones can't wait to replace that big oaf Mike McCarthy
with
him.
That's my target. I want Sean Payton here.
Well, what? So did 20
I want
other
an offensive
teams.
Guru. Yeah. I'll pay anybody.
There'll be 10 teams that
Who's
want
Who's going to pay him
Don't you
more
want a younger, younger offensive Dallas? Guru is the trend.
I do. I want a young, handsome
like,
dude.
Take the Eagles.
Like McVay,
somebody,
Mike McDaniel.
Somebody tweeted us the Eagles offensive coordinator.
What's his name?
I guess he calls plays with Sirianni.
I don't know him.
I like, don't,
did you know Shane Steichen?
Who else doesn't
yes,
know?
That's
Dan
it.
Snyder doesn't know who
Steichen.
That person is.
Yeah. Okay,
Shane
maybe
Steichen.
But I don't doubt that Sean Payton's silly.
What about Leftwich?
He doesn't have the track record that Payton has. I mean, Leftwich is a gamble.
Okay, but Payton.
Not that he doesn't
Payton,
deserve a shot.
Payton feels like Shanny.
Shanny should have worked.
If should've. Payton would need, he would have to come into Dan Snyder and say, I want $15 million per year to land him. To come coach this franchise?
Isn't that what college coaches are getting? What are college coaches getting?
10 million.
11,
10 or 11,
10 or 11
million.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't Payton get upwards of that?
He will, but that guy, he's not going to pay him that.
Well, who's going to pay him that? Who's going to pay
Jerry
him
Jones.
Jerry. So you're saying Jerry will pay. McCarthy's doing fine. He's not getting fired.
He stinks.
Let's see what happens.
He's not getting fired.
Let's see what
him
happens in the postseason.
Over that big buffoon.
Yeah.
If they lose again early in the postseason, he gone.
10th caller right now. We're going to hook you, all you greedy prize pigs that have held on and have waited. Now is your time. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You get a pair of tickets to the Caps versus the Bruins at Capital One Arena, October 12th at 7 p.m. Capital's home opener is presented by GEICO. Rock the red carpet starting at 3 p.m. That features player arrivals, fan activations, and more. You can buy your tickets now at washcaps.com/tickets, but you win them for free now.
Why do you have to demean them and call them greedy prize pigs? These are our loyal listeners, Cakes.
Okay, they are loyal.
They pay our bills.
They're also bloodthirsty and greedy for free stuff.
He's right.
I understand what motivates them, what drives them.
I wish they paid more of my
freebies.
Bills.
They love
the
freebies.
They pay a couple. They need to pay more.
They can't help themselves, JP. They know what they are. All right, we got to get out of here. We are done. Beamich and Finley coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.